Angels leader Daniel Opoku Adabo, who is claiming ownership of Suvin Timbers in the case involving the Attorney General's Department, yesterday appeared before the Judgment Debts Commission in Accra. Mr. Adabo was requested to appear before the commission to explain issues because he claimed the media misrepresented information relating to the matter when the commission started its investigation. He was, however, unable to narrate events which led to the deconfiscation of the company's assets. The full commissioner, Justice Yapo, requested him to reappear with his counsel and all relevant documents relating to the case. Here's Cynthia Barton's report.
The Judgment Debts Commission invited Daniel Opoku Adabo after he wrote to the commission requesting to appear before it. Mr. Adabo said his adopted father, Kofi Ohene, petitioned SRAJ and other institutions after the confiscation of the company's assets by government, and the case was later taken to the Attorney General. He said before Kofi Ohene died, he instructed him to reclaim the company. He decided to tell his story at the National Reconciliation Commission, but no conclusion was arrived at. Mr. Adabo said later he received a letter from the Attorney General's Department for the deconfiscation of Suvin Timbers Limited. When the sole commissioner asked of the process of the deconfiscation, Mr. Adabo could not respond adequately.
The questions are you aware of this matter? What role did you play in the Suvin Timber Company Limited? Did you ever appear before the National Reconciliation Commission? If you did, tell the commission what you went there to do. If there were any conclusions, what were their contents? These are the questions. The reconciliation did not take any decision.
No, sir.
But all those who appear before the commission, and they gave decisions.
We were not given any documentation from the...
No.
National.
Then how did the deconfiscation come?
My father petitioned, the late Ohene Kofi petitioned the Attorney General, he petitioned National, the SRAJ, he petitioned the National Reconciliation, all three institutions.
And you don't have all the petitions there?
I think I have some documents.
So when you had the deconfiscation note, what did you do?
I went to court with it.
You went to court to do what?
To effect the deconfiscation.
And you don't have a copy here? You didn't go to court?
No, after the deconfiscation, when I received the deconfiscation notice.
Yes, then what happened?
I took it to my lawyer, and he went to court for, I don't know how you call it.
And those were proceedings at yesterday's Judgment Debts Commission.